My name is Serena. I am 24 years old. Today is July 14, 2018, and I'm speaking with Caesar Mann, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California.
Hi, Serena. How did you find your way to your current job or career?
I'm currently working as a pattern maker in the garment industry. But I was not always in this profession. After high school, I honestly didn't know which career I wanted to go into. And I was good at math and sciences. So my parents suggested that I go into nursing. And it was a 4-year program, which pretty much guaranteed a stable job after that paid a decent amount. So I decided to go for it. I studied at the University of San Francisco and got my Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. Throughout the 4 years, I honestly didn't love the program, but I didn't really hate it either. I just didn't really enjoy it. And I would take a lot of extracurricular classes like yoga, boxing, cooking classes and golf classes just to take my mind off nursing. And I really enjoyed doing those classes, but by the end of the 4 years, I had to apply for a job and go on with my career. So at the end of the 4 years, I applied to one job. Since the application came out earlier, it was for Ronald Reagan Hospital at UCLA. I did the interview and got the job. As a new grad, it's actually really hard to get a job at this time since most hospitals want an experienced nurse, since training a nurse costs a lot of money. So it was pretty shocking that I got this, seeing that I really didn't get that great of grades and I was just doing other kind of classes to pass time by in the 4 years of college. But nonetheless, I started working at Ronald Reagan, and to say the least, the environment was extremely hostile. From the nurses that I've worked with directly and under, and also the doctors. I absolutely hated going to work every day. It was very anxiety-provoking because I would never know who I was paired with the next day and how it would go. I was an operating room nurse, and usually the surgery would be kind of what you would be scared of, but that wasn't what I was scared of at all. It was mainly just who I was paired with as a nurse, and that pretty much like was how the day would go depending on the nurse. Some were nice and a lot of them were very mean. And the training program that I was in was 6 months, and every day of those 6 months, I had that same feeling every morning that I woke up at 6 a.m., if not earlier, because I had to be at the hospital by 6:30 a.m. And by the end of the program, I found out that I didn't make it past. And I was actually really relieved, kind of nervous, because I wasn't sure what I was going to do after that. And I talked to my parents about it, and they suggested that I apply to nursing jobs in other fields, other areas. So I did. But I was truly passionate about fashion, so I decided that I would apply to jobs in fashion as well. And I didn't really hear back from either. So I decided to just go out and visit fashion companies and see if they would take me as an intern. On the second place that I visited, it was a company called Father's Daughter, which is a denim line in Los Angeles. They said that they got my resume and that we would meet on that Thursday for an interview. And during the interview, she basically was asking me about myself, and at the end, she asked me when I was able to start, and we decided that that following Monday was when I was going to start, and that was how I got into the fashion industry. And I still haven't received any responses from the nursing jobs that I had applied to 2 years later, or 1 year later.
What do you do now, and what do you hope to do in the fashion industry?
Now I have finished 1 year studying fashion design at LA Trade Tech, and I have one more year before I get my associate's degree. And for right now, it's summer, so I've been working full-time as a technical design assistant at a garment manufacturing in Vernon, California. By the end of the program, I would like to become a pattern maker and just build on my experience to be able to make better patterns with fewer fittings and just more accuracy. And after that, I would like to start my own line of clothing.
Why are you passionate about fashion, or why do you want to be in this field?
I had watched the movie The True Cost, which is a documentary about how garments in the fast fashion industry are made. And that really caused me to want to do something, because as a nurse, I always wanted to help people, but during the job, I really didn't feel that I was really helping anyone more. It was actually harming more of myself. And so I wanted to make a change in the fashion industry, seeing that a lot of the garment workers were working in poor conditions, in really dangerous, like, inhumane conditions. So I decided that I wanted to work in a garment factory that would be made solely in Los Angeles and treat the workers well, have good and safe conditions. So that's what I'm working towards. And currently my job isn't the best conditions, but the workers are treated very well. The boss is very friendly with them, and they all speak Spanish together, and they make jokes and laugh a lot, and it's a really nice environment to be in. But there is also other parts of it that could be improved, such as that there isn't any AC in the warehouse at all. And in the summers in Los Angeles, the temperatures go to over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, so that could be something that could be improved. But I also feel like in a workplace that isn't the perfect workplace as I would like it to be, there's always room for improvement, such as, also the movie is about sustainability and helping the environment, or the documentary, The True Cost. So that's also something that I want to address. And at my workplace, we currently have one garbage bin for everything. So my coworker and I decided that we would create a bin for paper, because we go through a lot of it for patterns. So that's a change we made in the sustainability aspect of the workplace.
You know, as an Asian American, you know, I know your family's from Hong Kong. How do you see, you know, your culture, or how do you want to represent, you know, your background in the fashion industry?
I haven't really thought about that. I don't know. I think for my clothing line, I haven't really thought about what I would really want the aesthetic to be. I don't know if I would want it to be Asian influenced, perhaps in a year, or perhaps for 1 year it could be. But I'm really not sure.